Rebecca Nadeau is joining me in the 88.9 Cube studio today. She has a story that she feels is very important to share with the public. Rebecca was born as male and had a gender issue, so she underwent a complete transition from male to female. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
You're more than welcome.
First of all, can you clarify some terms for us? What is the difference between transgender, transsexuals? Give us some information on that?
Well, there's a one term we can see a travestite there. It's a person would like to get dressed in a different sex. Okay. Transgender person, it's a person that's been through all the transition. Okay, so everything went through and she had a sex change. The other one, okay, it's a person that doesn't want to get her sex change, but she needs to live in the other sex there.
So what is the definition of what you had done?
Well, me there, I'm a transsexual.
Okay. Now, you did have the operation?
I did have everything done.
Okay, mm-hmm. And when did you have that done?
I had it done in 2011.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when did you start to feel that you wanted to do this? Was it at a young age or how did it come about?
Yes. At the age of about 5 years old, I found out there was something different in me there because I was really looking at the girls' clothes, if you wanted. And that's what I had in my mind all the time. But I didn't know exactly what it was because I like to dress like in my hands, clothes like a... It could be a dress, could be a skirt, could be her boots, could be a little jacket or something like that. And while I used to put them on, I really felt good. And while I had to put my guy's stuff on, well, I was kind of pissed off, if you want it. I didn't really like it. I didn't feel it belongs to it. So it always stayed in my mind. And I thought I was a kind of a free person. I didn't know if I was wrong. I didn't know if I was a monster or if I was the only person was going through that situation. And I didn't like it too much because I didn't feel I want to go through all these things. So what I did there, I kept moving, if you want it. And I got a little bit older. And when I got older, well, I had a couple girlfriends and it didn't work very, very good. I wasn't feeling good about it because while I was looking at a girl, okay, the way I used to look at her is the way I wanted to be like her. And I didn't like my male stuff. I didn't like my male genital. And I was wondering how come I didn't have the breasts or how come I was like a guy, like I was caught in a male body. And
so
I was a female.
Do you have children?
Yes. Yes. Finally, I got married there. Mm-hmm. And it's because I want to be like everybody. I want to see a psychologist. And he told me, well, don't worry about your situation. After you'll get married, everything will go away. You will feel good. And don't worry. So I wasn't sure about what the psychologist told me. But I decided to take a chance. And I made a huge mistake. I didn't respect me, to be honest. But anyway, I did it. Then after I got married, well, we had two children. I got a son and a daughter. And inside of me, I wasn't really ready to be a dad, a father. But anyway, Mother Nature took care of me. And I went through the way there, like the procedure there. So... And after that, well...
Was it a difficult procedure to go through?
Yeah, yes, it was really, really difficult to have some intimacy with my ex-wife because to be able to make love to her, well, I had to change the role in my head because I wasn't feeling like a guy. I was feeling like a girl.
How did she accept this? Was she?
Well, she didn't know at the beginning, okay? I used to hide it. I was pretty good. I really work on it pretty hard. So she didn't know at the beginning. But after a while, she found out there was something was going on with me, something wrong. And after that, well, I always had some woman clothes with me there. And more I was getting older, more it was more present inside of me. So I couldn't get away from it. And what I remember, I've bought some clothes. I was mad at myself. I got rid of them. Sometimes I burned some of them and I give them away. But 2-3 days after, I used to go back to the store and to buy some, or maybe sometime to steal some too. So that's what happened. And when I got older, it was really harder. It came to a certain point, well, I had the 2 suitcases. One suitcase for the male side and the other suitcase for the woman. And I used to keep them all the time with me because I used to be on the road a lot. So I had a chance to start to change, to go out and to express my femininity.
So you would do this, you would dress up as a woman and,
oh, yes.
And because no one knew you. And
that's
and,
right.
Okay.
That's right. Like I had everything in my suitcase, makeup, my clothes and everything. And I always had some long hair. Mm-hmm. So I just had to comb my hair a different way and it didn't really appear.
When did you start to let people who knew you, when did you start to let them know how you felt?
I decided to go in therapy to really understand what was going on with me, to understand myself. First thing of all, it was to accept myself, recognize myself, and to make peace with me. I had to be in harmony because you can't do that like, I don't know, overnight.
No, it's gradual.
That's gradual. That's right. So it took me quite a while to accept who I was. And after a while, well, I realized exactly where I was, and I was more a female than a male.
Now, you must have gone through a lot of discrimination.
I had a business in the region of Lennoxville. I had a big truck dealership. So I can tell you there's all kinds of stuff I've heard. And also too with the people I used to be around, because the people, they were scared about it because they didn't know if I was just like a freak person or if it was like it was a fantasy or things like that. But it wasn't that. It was me really inside of myself was coming out. And that really bothers a lot of people because they never seen a people like me before. They've seen some people like the casual fall or things like that, drag queen. Okay, they've heard about it. But it wasn't my case. I was a female inside of myself. And that's what I had to express and to respect myself.
So would you say there are a lot of people out there that are going through the same things that you did?
In the region, in the Eastern Township, I would say there's more than 75%. They've already came out the closet. Okay, because I'm involved in one organization in Sherbrooke there. Okay.
And what does this organization do?
It's, well, they support the transgender people. They name that group, it's the group Chameleon, okay? And it's in Sherbrooke at Iris Estrie, okay? They are located on the Wellington Street in Sherbrooke. So they have different mandate, but they have a little place there to take care of the transgender people. And when the people, they receive the person, they are asking themselves a question. And after that, well, I have a chance to meet them and to help them out if it's possible. And if they are ready to do some work on themselves too, because it is not an easy ride.
No. So is this why you feel that it is important for you to get your story out there, for you to tell your story to others?
Yes, it is, because it's very, very hard to live in the closet. And sometimes you don't know nobody, you are scared, you are wondering if you are okay, and there's all kinds of questions. And after that, it's a matter of the family, your friend, and about yourself. So when you are alone, you don't know nobody, where I'm gonna go, who I should speak to. And there is not that many specialists in the Eastern Township. They can understand what's going on. They haven't got the experience to listen to the people. They are asking themselves a question if they have a problem with their identity. So that's one of my mandate, if you want it there. I want to help them.
And you are a coach.
Yes. What I've been doing too is I've been coaching a lot of people, like if they really know what's going on and if they are ready to do a transition, well, I'm going to help them out to do the right things, to find the right doctors, to let them know what it should be done and what they shouldn't do. And from there on, well, there's all kinds of questions. And after that, well, we meet each other's, and so I'm over there to help them out.
Right. So if anyone does have any questions regarding the subject, they can go to your website for help?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You have a website, and what is that?
Okay, my website is www.thetransgendercoach.ca. There's a couple one on com, but don't go on com. Keep on CA, and you're going to find some information about myself. I can be on Facebook. You can reach me too on Skype and in Link. So I'm pretty flexible, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
And is there anything else that you would like to share with us before we go?
Yes, one thing I would like to share, it's always possible to do it if at any ages, because I've met some young kids there at 6-7 years old. They were asking questions, and I met some other people. They are over 65 years old, and they want to come out, and some of them, they've done the transition. So it's important to respect ourselves and to give us a chance to have a decent life, so you can enjoy the present time and have fun with yourself.
And you also do work with students of medicine as well. Maybe you'd like to tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, every year I meet them at the one place in the region, and these students in medicine there, okay, they are done at the university, and they're going to be ready to start to kind of a practice in the hospital in the Quebec and New Brunswick region. So these future doctors, they'll be more aware about it. And I think it's a must for them to be aware, to know what to do and to know what to say. So to make sure the person will be in front of them, okay, they're gonna be able to work together and to have a better quality of life.
And once again, if anyone has any questions regarding the subject, there is the website that they can go to, and perhaps you can give us a telephone number.
Okay, my phone number is 819-434-5310.
And your website?
Website is www.transgendercoach.ca.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
It's a pleasure, and don't be afraid to get in touch with me, and I'll be more than happy to answer to your question.
We've been speaking with Rebecca Nadeau. Thank you very much.